We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9. Joe and Evan on the fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:03 on the fan. And a very good Thursday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts. Live, live in color. The Mike Francesa studios here, high above Hudson Street on the 10th floor in lower Manhattan. 877-337-6666. Is the phone number. Extra hour for you today. We're here till 2 o'clock, and we'll take you right up to CMB. Mike with a much-deserved day off, so good job by him.
He's preparing for the Twitter debut.
Dove Kramer and Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. So yesterday, obviously the weather's a disgrace. I mean, the commute's a disgrace. The weather's a disgrace. And then while we're on disgraces, so I get home yesterday and it's terrible out, but all right, you know what? The Mets are playing today. I'll watch the Mets. At least I got the Met game to watch. All right. So I take care of what I need to take care of. You know, I got to get myself all settled, the mail and all this different nonsense I got to do when I get home. Have a little lunch. All right. Let me watch the Met game. So I go, I sit down, pop the Mets on. And I'm like, I had to do like a double take because it was 6-0 Blue Jays already. It was only the fifth inning. And I said, okay, I guess I'll go watch the cooking shows with my wife. I mean, seriously, what a disgrace. Zach Wheeler is a disgrace. The lineup yesterday that Mickey Callaway puts out there, he basically says, you know, we don't care if we win today. I mean, it's a crummy day. You know, I mean, what a disaster.
What's worse, though? Like,
I mean, it was a disaster yesterday.
Here's what I'm curious about, because this is what I do and this is what my dad does. When we are late on a game, we'll watch it on DVR. Would it have been worse if you started from the beginning and spent, let's say, an hour and a half to get to 6-0 before shutting it off? Or was it better that you were put out of your misery immediately?
You know what? It probably was better I was put out of my misery immediately.
Exactly.
Rather than, like, having hope. At least I knew there was no hope at this point.
Right.
And my wife's saying, well, you know, they're only down 6-0.
Hold on,
I love you, hon. All right, I know it's only the fifth inning. There is no way that this team is coming back in this game. First of all, there's no way they're going to score one run, never mind seven, and there's no way they're going to stop the Blue Jays from scoring any more runs. And the final score, of course, was 12-1.
If your wife and you are watching the Yankees, that comment is very appropriate.
It's a different story.
It's an appropriate comment.
Right.
It's only six.
Right.
It's the fifth.
Right.
They got a chance. Time.
You know, they probably put up seven in the bottom of the inning.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it's brutal. I mean, first of all, why is Jay Bruce not playing? What did he have the baby? I mean, I don't understand. I mean, why is he not playing? Cespedes is on the DL again. But, I mean, some of the guys he – and I understand you don't want to play Mizoraco day game after night game. You got to play Lobaton. I mean, but this was a disaster yesterday, this lineup he put out there. It was a disaster.
Well, the other
and
thing,
Zach Wheeler, I mean, come on.
But the other thing to go along with the disaster is the guy who was hitting cleanup is Michael Conforto, and he went 0-for-4
Michael
and hit 200.
What is wrong with this guy?
Everything.
Bro, well, I mean, is this because of the injury? Did he come back too soon? Was he not really ready? I mean, this guy looks like he – what happened to him?
Well, why don't you ask a different question? Maybe he's not that good. How about that question?
Should
we throw that out there? Is that
the answer?
Well, let's go through his career. He was very good when he was called up in 15.
Right.
In 2016, he had a great April, saw Madison Bumgarner, and then was awful to the point where he was sent down.
Right.
And then, last year he was very good until
he got hurt. Right.
So what is really the track record?
I don't know what he is. You're right.
That's the point.
I mean, the guy's got 3 homers, 9 RBIs. Like you said, he's barely batting 200, barely over the Mendoza line, if he's even there at this point. I mean, you got to be kidding. And he's batting cleanup yesterday.
The biggest problem with this team long term, not just yesterday, because everything was wrong with this team yesterday. Oh. But the biggest issue I see long term with this team are four guys. Four guys that need to be great. And I'm not even including Noah and Jacob, because you just have to assume DeGrom and Syndergaard are fine.
Right.
The four guys that need to be really good baseball players are Zach Wheeler, Steven Matz, Ahmed Rosario, and Michael Conforto. Why? Because you've got half of this young gun rotation now in Matz and Wheeler that need to be better, and Wheeler was awful yesterday. And you've got the only two position players that you look at as part of the long-term core of this team.
Young guys,
And they need to be good.
Right.
And Ahmed Rosario took an offer. Michael Conforto took an offer. Zach Wheeler gave up six runs in four innings.
And I don't want to hear about the rain delay, how the delay affected him 27 minutes.
How did it affect Jay Happ?
Then you should have took him out of the if you thought it was going to be that bad, take him out of the game. I mean, come on. Oh, he was great early on. Okay, great.
Big deal. I don't want to hear about that anymore.
Stop it already.
You know, it's funny. I watched a little bit of Matt Harvey yesterday, and then I heard him after the game, and Matt started giving the exact same garbage we heard from him as a Matt.
I know he won yesterday, but he gave up a bunch of runs.
Four innings, three runs, I think.
Yeah.
And Matt.
Same old, same old.
And Matt gave the same. I felt good. Oh, it was coming out of my hand. You know what? For Matt Harvey, who's in Cincinnati, I don't care about him anymore. But for Zach Wheeler and Michael Conforto and everybody else, I'm sick of the words. I'm sick of the words.
No, you're right.
It's about performing. And Zach Wheeler took a huge step back yesterday. Michael Conforto took a huge step back yesterday. Even Rosario took an 0-4. And how about this shocking turn of events? I was stunned by this. I know you were too. Juan Legarreta got hurt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Stunning.
Yep.
And I remember last year,
unbelievable,
we were like a broken record, and Ernie was making fun of it, and even I started making fun of it. Every couple of weeks or every week, we would say, all right, the Mets need to go 4-2 on this trip. And if they don't, what? Well, we would just restate it a week later. They need to do this. They need to do that. And forever, they wouldn't do it, to the point where by July, we said, all right, it's not happening. The season's over. We are now in the middle of May. Since the 11-1 start, they haven't won back-to-back games.
Nope.
We've talked about how they need to do this, they need to do that. They've done nothing.
9-18 is the number since then.
And you know what? I'm sick of hearing about what their record is.
9-18.
Right, 9-18. I'm sick of hearing 20-19. 20-19 is a facade.
Yep.
Because they haven't even been a 500 team.
No. Nine games under. That's
what they really are. Because since they went 11-1, they have looked nothing like that team.
Nothing.
And what makes you think they're going to ever look like that
team? There's nothing that makes me think that. There's absolutely not a freaking thing that makes me think this team's going to be in it for the long haul. I mean, at this point now, why would I? They stink at home. They've lost 7 of the last 8 games at home. I mean, some of these games, forget it. I mean, they score like no runs. I mean, yesterday was pathetic. It's pathetic. Cespedes is on the DL again. He's always on the DL. I mean, I don't care what they do. No golf. You know, he's not lifting weights like he was. Doesn't matter. He's always going to have some kind of injuries to his legs. I mean, it's unbelievable. Some kind of injury to his lower body. And, I mean, it's a disgrace. What can you say? The bullpen is up and down. All right? You know, I know there's been some good moments for Lugo and Gazelman. I get it. But, I mean, do you really have confidence in any of these guys? Frazier's on the DL now, though he's supposed to come off in the next couple days. Bruce has given you absolutely nothing. Conforto has given you absolutely nothing. I mean, what's going on?
They're not good. That's what's going on.
It's unbelievable.
I mean,
it's unbelievable.
The reality is they're not a good baseball team.
No.
And the reality is we could sit here all day and say they're 20-19. They're still in it. You never know. I have a pretty good idea.
You know.
They're not good.
No.
And we started talking about that a few weeks ago, that when you just look at this roster – and you look at the guys on this team, what are they good at besides the hope that DeGrom and Syndergaard are two aces? I'm not even going to touch them for now, the fact that Noah can barely get through five.
Right.
And Jake, obviously, in his last
two starts.
But they're
not the problem.
They're not.
Those guys are not the problem.
No.
Let's not get on them.
I'm not getting on them.
Because they're not the issue right now, even though you'd like better from Syndergaard, and it would be nice if DeGrom was healthy.
Well, they both need to be amazing because the rest of the team isn't good.
Right.
That's the problem.
No, of course.
So it's not really getting on them. It's that... they're the strength. There's nothing else about this team that's a strength.
No, I agree.
Nothing else.
Nothing.
They're not good defensively. They don't have a good lineup. Their bullpen's up and down. The rotation after those two guys is up and down. So what are they good at? They're not good at anything. And then you look at the Braves oozing with young talent. The Phillies are oozing with young talent, and the Yankees are oozing with young talent. Everybody is oozing with young talent except for the Mets.
Well, the Mets are just oozing.
They're oozing. They're taking in water. And, you know, sometimes I watch a game and I have a good feel for things, and sometimes I have a terrible feel. So I'm watching the game yesterday, and this is before you tuned in. Smoke hits a home run on the first
night,
right?
Right.
But Wheeler outside of that looked pretty
good. Of course.
And I forget what inning it was. It may have been the third inning. I think it was the third inning, bottom of the third. It's really, really raining hard. It's bad out. It's just awful out.
Yeah, it was awful.
And I saw something I very rarely see. They delayed the game without putting the tarp on the field. They kept calling out the grounds crew to put Diamond Dry out there.
Speedy Dry, whatever they call it.
And it took 20 minutes. I'm not even kidding you. 20 minutes in the middle of this inning, they're working on the field. And I'm saying to myself, just put the tarp on the field. Not because I think it's dangerous. Not because I think it's unfair to the fans, all of which is true. But because I knew they weren't winning this game. Like, my feel was, stop it now, because at least they won't lose.
Right.
That's literally what I'm rooting for.
I know. All you could root for was that's exactly right.
That's
they would rain the game out so they wouldn't lose.
And, Joe, I swear
100%.
To you, at the time, it's 1-0. That was the game.
I understand.
But I just felt in my stomach, there's no way they're going to win this game.
The highlight yesterday for me watching, and I didn't watch much, as I said. I mean, at 6-0, you know, I think I watched an inning, and I said, okay, what am I doing here? Well, who's kidding who?
Right.
So anyway, so they show these two poor guys, in the stands. They got like Met Parkers on. And these two guys, I'm saying to myself, what? I felt so bad for them. They got that look on their face like they're both constipated. You know?
I know that look.
You know, Ern? Like they're both the two guys. Like it's a brutal day out. The Mets are brutal. Why am I here? You know, they look constipated. I mean, I felt bad for these guys. I felt bad for me, but at least I'm home. You know?
Yeah.
I can shut it off now. I mean, what a disaster.
Yesterday was one of those days, if it was the old days, and, you know, we had the Mets on the station, so we were off at 12:20, and I went out there. Even I, in the second or third
How much could you?
I think I would have went into the club and just hung out.
Something. Start drinking heavily.
Drink heavily.
What are you going to do?
I think even I would have done that.
I mean, it's just disgusting.
It was bad. And, you know, it was really, really bad, and how we got into this on the radio broadcast. And the radio broadcast is so good when it's not interfered by two-bit radio hosts who can't get a rating.
Yeah.
It really is a good broadcast. But Howie was going on about how this is a side effect of interleague play. And he's so right. And not just interleague play, but when you face a team not in your division.
Oh, you mean forcing it to have to play in these conditions.
The conditions were awful.
Right.
Now, the Mets stink. It could have been sunny in 90. They
conditions look pretty good for the Blue Jays.
They loved it. So I don't think it would have mattered for the Mets, but here's where it actually does matter. It matters for the two guys you mentioned that are sitting there.
No question.
Fans that buy tickets to go to these games.
I felt terrible for these guys. I mean, come on.
And I hope that, I know Steinbrenner used to do this a lot back in the day, I hope the Mets reach out to those who went to this game and give them free tickets to a future game, because that's a shame. Not only did the team stink, not only was the team awful, not only was it non-competitive, but these poor gals and guys are sitting in a ballpark with just, you're just getting rained on the entire time.
I mean, it was brutal.
It was
yesterday.
Awful. It was terrible.
You can't get more awful than that.
And you could add all the off days in the world, like they have, but you still have that issue. At least the Yankees and Nationals didn't even try.
No, right.
They didn't even try to play this game.
Nope.
Because they knew it was so awful.
Yep.
But that's no excuse. The Mets stink. They really do. And am I going to be a sucker tomorrow night? I'll probably be out there. Hopefully it doesn't rain.
They're giving away free T-shirts, right? You getting that pizza, the pizza T-shirt?
Of course, I'm getting my T-shirt.
There you go.
I'm going to see Jake
pitch. And Jake's pitching. Yeah. We hope there's no issue there.
And I love seeing the team live, especially when I'm getting rained on the entire time. But even when I walk into the ballpark, I know the reality. You know the reality. I think most Mets fans listening know the reality. This ain't going anywhere. The team is not that good. I'm not over-exaggerating. I'm just looking at this team and thinking, how the hell did they go 11-1?
Yeah.
Like,
I agree with you. How is it possible? Well, they were doing it with smoke and mirrors, and we know that. You know, they really were.
No, apparently.
I'm with you 100%. How did they go 11-1?
Bad. The Yankees have a mini all-star break right now because of all the rain they have faced.
The Yankees have played 6 innings all week.
Amazing.
And they're off today.
And then they go take on the minor league Kansas City Royals over the weekend.
Right.
We'll get to your phone calls coming up. John Heyman's going to join us in his weekly spot.
Even the basketball game wasn't great.
It was terrible, too. Yeah. I mean, there's really nothing good last night.
It was nothing
good. Was the hockey game any good?
I didn't watch the hockey. I don't know what I watched.
Was the five any good?
I didn't watch the five. I didn't watch that either.
Any history on last night?
There was no history. You know, I do watch sometimes the American History Channel, but even, you know, after a while, it's good. But the problem is it's too much of World War II.
I totally agree.
You got to give me more of that. You got to give me less of that. I'm tired of seeing Hitler and the Nazis already. Can you give me some? Seriously. You got to give me something different. I'm tired of seeing Stalin, okay? You know?
Give me Spanish-American War? Yes,
something.
You have critiqued it so well. How about the Forgotten War, World War One? How about that?
Anything.
Spanish-American.
World War II.
Give me a little even Civil War stuff.
Right, of course.
Give me a little Mexican-American War.
Oh, my God.
How about War of 1812? Why don't we go back then?
Bro, I'll take anything they want to give me. I'll take the Crusades.
The Crusades?
Something.
It doesn't exactly fit, though.
No, I understand, but give me something different, you know?
I'm with you on that.
Do a thing on some of the presidents. Give me, like, the Eisenhower administration.
Yeah, give me Ike.
Know? Right, because we see plenty of the Kennedys. Let me see LBJ.
Watergate. Give me a little Watergate.
Right.
I like Watergate.
There you go.
That's fun.
Give me something different.
Yeah. How about Dewey defeats Truman? Give me a little bit of
Tremendous.
That.
Tremendous.
I'm with you. Hey, if you're listening to American History Channel, get your heads out of your rear end.
Enough of Hitler already. We got it.
We got it.
We know.
We know the history. Let's move on. Let's see everything.
Jeez.
Don't eliminate the World War II stuff, but just cut down on it a little bit.
It's every day. I mean, I put it on. I'm like, here we go. Did Hitler really die in a bunker or did he die in Argentina? I mean,
there's a show about that.
No, I'm saying.
Have you seen that?
No, but they were talking about that yesterday. Did you?
Yeah. It's actually really good. Bob Baer, I think is his name. CIA guy.
Okay, not Brett Baer.
No. They may be related for
all
I know.
He's got a book out on Reagan, you know, by the way.
Brett Baer does?
Yeah, I'm going to pump his book because I like Brett Baer.
Speaking of presidents, and I know this is old, but I was walking. I actually didn't bike today, so I'm walking down the street. I
can't imagine why.
I know, stunning. I'm walking down the street, and I see this big logo on the wall, and I see Bobby Kennedy.
Right.
And I guess Netflix came out with a documentary called, what was it, like Electing Bobby Kennedy?
Oh, really?
And it came out April 27th, so I know it's old, but I'm excited. Yeah. I got to watch this.
The only problem is there is so much about the Kennedys. It's after a while, it's like, okay, I need something different.
No, I know, but still, it's still interesting.
No, it is interesting, but there's a lot of stuff on the Kennedy.
You know what I want to rewatch?
No, there is.
I'll give you something good. It came out a few years ago. I don't know if you saw it, and I'm being re-inspired because I saw Hamilton. And it's John Adams, the John Adams miniseries that came out with Giamatti.
Yeah.
It came out a few years ago. And I watched it. I already saw it, but it's been a long enough time. I think I want to see that again.
I'm in with that.
There you go.
I'm in with it.
So something to do tonight because there's no Mets, no Yankees.
There's no games. There's no basketball.
Yeah.
I guess the hockey tonight, right? You got the Lightning and the Capitals.
That's right. You have that.
Outside of that, I mean, what do you got?
So you have no NBA if you're a basketball fan, no Yankees if you're a Yankee fan, no Mets. And if you're a Mets fan, also no hope. You have neither of that either.
They can't lose today.
That's
your hope
positive.
Today as a Mets fan is they cannot be beaten today.
Well, here's how they can be beaten. Somebody else goes on the DL.
Legarris.
Right. We find out Jake's not starting tomorrow night.
Oh, God.
That's how it can happen.
Oh, man.
So we'll talk to John
Heyman. Football yet?
Well, speaking of which, Albert Breer's going to join us.
Okay.
We'll talk a little football with him, and he had an interesting note on how Steph Curry tried to be a part of the group to purchase the Carolina Panthers, but the NBA was not going to allow it,
all right,
which I thought was interesting.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.